Oh, multiple swear words. So many of them, in fact. Serrapus has feline eczema. I've just discovered it a couple of hours back. She given a pet for the evening, and she's got this sort of dry patch. Half the hair's come out. It's about the size of 2 350p's, and yeah, I'm wondering. I've had a look on the internet, and it says that it can be caused by fleas, which she's just been treated for. But I'm a bit concerned because, you know, she's been throwing up the last couple of weeks, on and off for a couple of days at a stretch, and I'm wondering if that could be anything to do with it. But it's just kind of, it's weird. She's a naked little white kitty. Oh, poor mite. And I'm especially annoyed because the prospect of taking her to the vet, so close yet so far. I'm not sure what's calling it exactly, but I've got a feeling it might be a flea or a mite or something like that, or mangy stuff. But she seems okay in herself, but she's got this big patch of dry crap and it just looks really sore. Poor baby girl. Because I eventually figured out it was her throwing up, not Isis, despite the fact Terry's been sitting in all Isis' place. Isis's little sort of spots. You know, she's been curled up on the sofa, and on she's been curled up on the windowsill, and she's been curling up under the desk. But yeah, she's got this stuff, and it's unpleasant, and she seems okay in herself. She just doesn't like it being touched, obviously. But, you know, she's lost all this hair, and for a black kitty, that's quite noticeable. And I'm just kicking myself because I've noticed the kind of almost the texture in her hair had changed. It was a lot more drier than usual, you know, and it felt almost stubbly. Does that make any sense? You know, when you sort of pick them up, you notice. But I didn't see anything, which is the big problem. And it was only when I was saying goodnight, I noticed this sort of white patch. So, bless her. Also, bollocks vet. And why does this stuff happen on Sunday, on Saturdays, or at night? You know, when you can't go to a vet. I'll make an appointment for her on Monday and take her down. It'll make me feel better, even if it'll hurt my credit card again. Because obviously, if she's got this eczema, it needs to be treated. Poor thing. Especially if she means she's allergic to something, which I doubt. This is a cat who's not allergic to anything. But it's really weird. It's right between her shoulder blades. So it's not somewhere that she can normally pull out, you know. And yeah, I don't know. Oh, bugs. Why did I want cats again? Oh yeah, I love them. I mean, she seems to be in quite high spirits, which is good. But it's just like, where the hell did this come from? Where? Ugh. So, I'll get Mum to look at it tomorrow, because that's the one perk to having a nurse for a parent. Some conditions, you know, are universal. But I shall take Serpus to the vet and get him to look after her and just kind of check her over. Because, I mean, you know, this is why you should probably frontline your cats regularly. I did used to do it really, really regularly when she was going out, but kind of slipped a bit the last couple of months, for which I feel really bad. Oh, excuse me. I'm tired now and I'm worried, which means I'm not going to sleep well either. Oh dear. Still, deal with it in the morning. Night all.